Chaturanga.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Gauranga.
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 So, and this year, मौन की हाय प्रभु इसी
cyclone that I may not leave. There'll be a big initiation. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namano Vishnam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Shambhru Pagadamayam Dadatikha Padantikam Mukam Karuti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Rakrapatam Aham Vande Sri Guru Dinatharinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam Panchakapatru Vyaschakrapasindhu Vyavishcha Titanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Viradha Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Advaita Prabhu did not give the real introduction. I want to give the real introduction. The real introduction is that Mahatma Das is a very fallen soul. He's an ordinary person who met an extraordinary spiritual master by God's grace. And somehow or other, he had the intelligence to follow his instructions. And somehow or other, he's still following them. And so whatever Mahatma Das does is all the grace of his guru. Otherwise, without his guru, just be an ordinary person like all the other ordinary people in this world. That's the real introduction. The other stuff was, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Yeah, the problem is I could understand most of it. But in Creole is better because I don't understand anything. I don't understand everything. But in an ordinary person like you or I can become extraordinary if we follow an extraordinary teacher, if we take shelter of someone as extraordinary as Srila Prabhupada. So we should never think that we cannot become pure because we're just ordinary. But we can think, I cannot become pure unless I get the kripa of a great devotee. And then if I get the kripa of a great devotee, anything's possible. Right? No one should ever think, I can't become pure, because pure is our nature. So how could you not become what you are? It's like sometimes you're so sick, you think, I'll never get better. You're sick for so long. No, but being healthy is natural. Being sick is not natural. So if you have a good doctor and you follow him, you get better. That's it. You know the story, Jagai and Madhai. Jagadananda, Madhavananda were two Brahmins who became very, very fallen, degraded. In the Manu Samhita, it lists all the sinful activities anyone could perform. So Jagai and Madhai were so degraded, they would look through the Manu Samhita and see, have we, go down the list, we did that one, we did this one, we did this one, we did this one, and they'd find one they hadn't done. They'd say, oh, we haven't done this one. Let's do this one. You understand? Is anyone in this room that bad as Jagai and Madai? I hope not. I don't think so. Amazingly sinful. Somehow or other, by the extreme mercy of Mahaprabhu, and especially by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is none other than Balaram, incarnated in Kali Yuga, and Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, none other than Radha and Krishna, combined, incarnated in Kali Yuga. By that extreme mercy, Jagai and Madhai became great devotees. None of us are as bad as Jagai and Madhai. So if Jagai and Madhai became great devotees, can we become great devotees? If we get the mercy. You can't say, I cannot become pure because I've done so many bad things. You can't say that. Because Jagai and Madhai have done more bad things than you ever do. And they became pure devotees. So that's how kripa works. And you get kripa not just by praying, oh Gurudev, Guruji, give me your blessing. No, that's good, you want blessing, but you have to follow what Guruji says. Because the blessing of the Guru, the real blessing of the Guru is his teaching. It's by his teaching you become pure, you become elevated. So that's the real mercy of the Guru, is the teaching. Some people just want to go to the sadhu and say, give me some ashubad, some blessing. Get the blessing, walk away. They're cheating themselves. The Guru says, what blessing do you want? He said, I want a nice family. Okay, you have. I want security. Okay, you have. I want success. Okay, you have. That they're cheating themselves from the real blessing, which is the teaching. That's the real blessing. What the Guru teaches, what the sadhu teaches, what Krishna teaches, what Prabhupada teaches. That's the mercy. And how do you get the mercy? When you take the teaching and you follow. Simple, right? Facile. Très facile. Écoute, Gurudev. And then what? Fair? Do what he says?
Suive.
Écoute. Suive. Kripa. Bini kripa. Beaucoup kripa. So it doesn't matter your great soul, Mahatma, or your little soul, Anuttama. Doesn't matter. You follow, you get the teachings, then you're blessed if you follow. One time a devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I want your blessings to follow your teachings. Prabhupada said, my teachings are my blessings. That is a blessing. Guru blesses, sadhu blesses with words, with instruction, how to get out. Just like you may say, Gurudev, Sadhuji, I want blessings to become wealthy. He'll say, no, I'll teach you how to become wealthy. That's a better blessing. Not that the sadhu would do that, but just as an analogy. There's a saying, I think it's in the Bible. Shh. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Show him how to fish, you feed him for life. So, the real blessing is the teaching. Anyway, so that's my introduction. I'm not special. But somehow or other, I followed Prabhupada's instructions as best I could. I tried my best. And I got some blessing. So here I am. I'm still chanting Hare Krishna by His mercy. And if the Guru takes away the mercy, then it's like somebody pulls the plug out of the fan. The fan doesn't work anymore, right? So mercy of Guru is like a plug. If we lose that mercy, the fan turns off. Then we're just ordinary, like every other ordinary person. What do ordinary people do? They try to enjoy themselves. And they go, ordinary people just want to be happy, just want to enjoy life. And why do ordinary people go to a temple? To ask God to help them enjoy life. That's what ordinary people do. But extraordinary people who get Guru's mercy, they're interested in helping people. They want to go, they go beyond themselves, not just me. So, now, what I think we should do, because it's so late, is we should have questions. Because if I talk any longer and then we have questions, it'll go too late. So, if you like to ask a question about anything, I'm happy if you ask questions. My answer may take 45 minutes, but you can ask questions. Ask a difficult question that nobody can answer. It'll be more interesting.
Prabhupada m'a demandé si quelqu'un a une question, c'est la question même en créole que tu as posée, même Prabhupada m'a dit pour vous. Alors nous encourageons Van de tout. Si c'est la question, s'il vous plaît, pas hésiter. Surtout une question qui est difficile.
Krishna is Rasa Raj. You know what Rasa Raj means? Rasa Raj. The king of relationship. So the meaning of Krishna is he wants you to love him. That's the meaning of Krishna. He wants love. He wants affection. That's all. Setu. Fini. Krishna, how do you say wants?
Ule.
Krishna ule amor. Say too. And he wants it from vu. Vu, 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 and vu. That's the meaning of Krishna. Nespa? Simple. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple you can miss it. That's it. Krishna means love me. Simple. So simple we miss it. Isn't it? Why make it complicated? It's too simple, I didn't get you. That can't be true. It's too simple. No, it's so simple you don't get it. I think it has to be complicated. You go through all the scriptures. You read for days, months, years. What do you come to the conclusion? Krishna wants you to love him. Yes?
Which is better, the name of God or the qualities of God?
What's better, the name of God? The qualities or the ensas? Well, they're all the same. They're all equal in one sense. Because, like it's saying, you tell your wife, you want me to come home or you want my qualities to come home? You understand? And she'll say, well, how can your qualities come home without you? You are your quality. And you say to your wife, you want me to come home or you want my essence to come home? No, but you, your qualities, your essence, they're all the same. So, there was recently posted a conversation with Radha, was it Radha Govinda? What's the Bhagavad reciter? So some Muslim man met him at the airport and they were talking. The Muslim man said, you worship stone as God? No, he said, we worship God in stone. So the Muslims don't believe God has a form. So the man was kind of challenging. He said, do you pray to God? The Muslim man said, yes. He said, that means God has ears. How does he hear you? Can God see you? Oh yes, he can see me. Must mean he has eyes. Does God talk to you? Oh yes, God talks to me. He must have a mouth. And you go on and on. You talk to God, he hears you. He talks to you, you hear him. So, if God's a person, that means his qualities are part of him. His essence is part of him. Can't be separated. Like you're looking, your mother says, go get this, I put it there, and you look and you don't see it and it's right there. Because you didn't know what it looked like. You thought it was green but it was red, so you didn't see it, or something like that. Why can't you find it? It's right there. You're looking for something else. We're not looking for God, we're looking for something else, so we miss it. But there's another reason, because people think if it's simple, it's not true. It's got to be complicated to be true. But the truth is always simple. It's not complicated. The most profound truths are always simple. But we think, no, it's got to be complicated. To be deep, to be meaningful, it's got to be complicated. Very simple. Once Prabhupada was asked, what's the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, the philosophy is simple. God is great, you're not great, therefore you're not God. Because all these people were coming thinking, I'm God. So Prabhupada reduced it to something simple. God. Obedience is the first law of love. Do what he says. You do what his devotees tell you to do. Sometimes people would say, Prabhupada, I love you, but they weren't following what he said. He said, no. If you love me, you will follow. And then the other thing is, you serve with the desire to please him. You don't serve God with the desire for him to serve you. God, I've come to your temple today to ask you a question. How can you serve me? No, you come to the temple and say, how can I serve you?